Hey, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's call in Buddhas and Butterflies. We're in round six and we're doing our first integration call. So we're about to head into that direction. Just before I do, though, and get started with that, I was just saying off camera, the votes came in and it is necessary to tie, to break the tie. So we're going to flip a coin. Okay. So. This, you can never find those things. It was on all the emails. Trust in Nate. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you for that all. Quit it is. Okay, so let me pick one. So let's say it's a nickel. I'm in Canada, so the tail side is actually a beaver. So let's make that the flow, and then the head will be the 12 astrological houses. Okay? Okay, so here we go. I don't know if I can do it all on camera. I'm not that coordinated, so please bear with me. Blowing on it for good luck. Oh, I'll try that again on camera. Sorry, I meant to try to get on a camera. Let's see if I can do it. Oh, actually, I don't know if that's going to be possible. We'll try one final time. There, it's on camera. It came up the exact same way the last time, too, so. It is clearly meant to be. It is heads. It's the 12 houses. So we're going to work with that one. And the how I sort of end up doing it though is I end up kind of taking into consideration like the second one, the one that had like the second amount of votes, which of the four options was the circulation one. And I tend to give it a little bit of extra attention in the year. So I think our runner up for this year, for example, was the 12 astrological houses. And you've heard me talk a lot about them. So as we go into in each session, not directly, but I tend to linger there. And as we go directly into the 12 houses, I'm going to pander heavily to explanations around circulatory flow and using it from the basis of a supporting flow through the 12 houses. So I will still weave it in and I will still talk about it. So you're not missing anything. I promise. We just need one banner of a theme to like tie into it as a focal point for advertising, for my own keeping my brain on track as this ADHD brain can make connections in any which direction, and keeping me on the straight and narrow, or a little bit more bound by some riverbanks can be supportive. Do both, Sherry says. Oh, you've got me thinking, Sherry. Oh, you got me thinking. I think I will kind of do both, but I'm still just going to talk about it through the lens of the 12 houses and how we flow through them. So I'll tie it in metaphorically that way, and that'll also make sure that I also get into that bank of information too. It just might mean that the year after that is the one for flow. Okay, I'm gonna hop into the session really quickly here, and just another minute or so. I'm just going to briefly also mention that I will get advertising out for that shortly, and I would love, love, love if you're open to it to have those invitations to this program shared if you're open to that. And only if it feels aligned and good for you. Please don't, bombard people or spam people or anything along those lines. It helps me to get the word out and have a wider reach, and it supports the ongoing continuation of Buddhas and Butterflies. We are hitting sort of a lower number again, so I am hoping to turn that around so that we can keep it going for other years. So, fingers crossed, we get the people in for this next round. I don't see why not. It's gone for 6 years. Is this 6 years? I think it's 6 years. Wow, that I'll have to do the math, but I will check on that to see if this is year six or we're heading into year six. So, on that note, I'm going to pivot gears and we're going to head into some integration time. Okay. I'm going to invite you to take a moment, if you haven't already, to set yourself up, either seated or laying. Get comfy and cozy. Make any adjustments that you'd like to make. And then to connect to your breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive, to drink in life, every exhale an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to drink it in. And to simply be with it, to be with it. And then I'm going to invite you to connect to your breath in a slightly different way. You're going to hear some background music come on. I'm going to invite you to open up your jaw to the point of a mild stretch. Opening up the front of the teeth and the back of the teeth alike. And as you open up the jaw in this way, we begin to surrender to a very particular type of flow, the flow of life. It's like saying yes, it's welcoming that invitation in, one might imagine. And we might even imagine that as the mouth opens, making room, space, opening to receive, that this flow contains nourishment. This flow contains nourishment. And I invite you to have a vibrant inhale through this open mouth, followed by a surrendered exhale. Vibrant inhale means that there's a little bit of work in that inhale. Surrendered exhale, the breath falls out. A little bit of work on that inhale, almost like the work that it takes to lift your arm against gravity. And the exhale, the arm surrenders to gravity. Same too with the breath. The breath surrenders, releases, lets go, like air leaving a balloon with ease. So vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. The invitation is to have them circulate without pause. So just as that inhale is ending, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. And it becomes a dance, and a flow, and a pulse, a rhythmic movement through you. And as you find your rhythm, as you find your rhythm for this moment, for this day, it may be different than what it was last time. I invite you to lean into however quick, however slow, the breath decides to flow through you today. Or how quickly, how slow you decide to breathe today. However you relate to that. And as the breath flows, as you flow with it, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you for the grace of this sweet moment of all of our helpers, seen and unseen, that we offer invitation in. We give thanks to any support and guidance you have for us today. Thank you to the earth that holds us, grounding us, connecting us to deep rest, deep stillness, deep nourishment. And thank you to the water that flows down through its very cracks and crevices. Thank you for the emotions, the consciousness that go to the very core. Thank you, thank you, thank you for grounding and connecting us in this way. Thank you to the sky above for giving us space to soar, to fly like a bird, and to have a light open wingspan in our minds to supportively allow us to reach new heights, new possibilities. As we breathe here today, we give thanks to the fire connecting us to source, to spirit, purifying us in a way that more so allows us to see that it's always been pure. It's always been here. And potentially we just got a little bit confused with our judgments along the way. And we ask for that to be clear today. We give thanks. Thank you to those that have caretaken these very lands, that have stewarded the health, the nourishment, the existence, the vitality of us all, and those who came before us. And thank you to our family that created us, to the ancestors that created them, and the lineage that's held us all. Thank you. Blessings on your journey. Oh, Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. I would invite you, if you haven't already, to make your way through this very breath to noticing something inside of you that feels good. We often do this externally, so you're welcome to do it that way if that feels better for you. And if you're up for something a little bit different, I'm going to invite you to turn your senses inward, letting them go for a wander through the territory of all the things that you consider to be you. And as that goes, as that flows in this way, as you tour you, the invitation is to notice all the things that feel good, all the beauty, all the pleasantness, even simply the neutral things. And that can be related to a part of your body. It can be related to a memory, a time in which you felt like yourself, or any other pleasant memory. Or it might be something else. And the invitation here is to just simply notice whatever that is that you land on and check out what you like in this moment. And I'm going to imagine that that's almost like the sun imbuing, radiating, nourishing, protective, joyful warmth in some way. And you might have a different quality, texture, tonality, color, whatever it is that it's imbuing you with. And as it imbues, the invitation is to savor all that feels good in here and all that feels good in terms of how you respond. Breathing that through. I'm going to invite you to take all of that energy, all that energy that you have found as a resource for yourself. I'm going to invite you to let yourself steep in it, like tea, letting it rumble through you and letting it go wherever it goes. And just pausing to notice where it goes. And letting those areas of you take that in. Not directing it, not managing it, not telling it what to do, but instead receiving wherever it chooses to go. And in this small way, we anchor one of the deepest pieces I think that John ever shared with myself and potentially others. John being the creator of Body Talk, for those of you who may not be so familiar with that name drop. And the anchoring of that piece of wisdom here is, perhaps we are not the doer. Perhaps we are the one being done. Perhaps we are not the doer. Perhaps we are the one being done. And in there's a tonality of surrender, There's a tonality of humility. And there is a steeping in grace, a deepening, an opening into, an offering. So in this small act, we tap into what is meant to be one of the guiding principles of our journey of our lifetime. The journey of one soul through you. So as you welcome it today, here and now, and you allow yourselves to receive without the need to direct it, to control it, to offer it as, I'm going to fix it in this way, or I'm going to fix something else in myself in this way, I'm going to manage this. I invite us to draw in it, or draw onto it, or draw through it, whatever the directionality here is that makes most sense, the consciousness of surrender, the consciousness of humility, the consciousness of grace, all through the medium of nourishment, all through this radical medium of nourishment. Which begins to set the tone of, I'm no longer a self-improvement project. As we let ourselves steep in these small ways of just simply being, we challenge the need to be a overachiever in the I'm going to fix myself all right up category. And not that I'm vilifying or villainizing that part of you. That's been a really valuable role. And also, there might be some other opportunities for other parts of you to contribute, to steep into their wisdom and learn through their lenses. And as you do so, you may begin to release the belief system, I am a problem to be solved. And on that note, we're going to run a Sidri. We're going to run a Sidri on that belief system, which may just be getting in the way of noticing how whole you already are. It's going to run for the next 4 weeks, so through to the end of this year. Starting with circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, help us to heal on all levels, in particular the nervous system and the immune system, and really throughout, because we're not really just parts. We've never been. It's just an easy way to relate to something for a moment. Followed by that balance of that yin, that feminine essence of nourishment, the yang, the masculine essence of protection, and hydration to take in that water, that joy, and release any impurities or any potential thoughts that that might carry in terms of judging yourself as impure. And all of that piece, all of that part so far, this seizure is defined by the consciousness of cultivating the awareness of beauty, not just out there, or not just this one part of you, but to begin to soften into, surrendering into the sheer beauty of how it is you were created. Lumps, bumps, hairs, warts, all of it. The beauty of you. And that one small radical act may upend the beauty industry that capitalizes on saying, there's something wrong, there's something lacking, there's something to improve. And what if you got to do the makeup, the hair, the nails, all of that, just for the sheer delight, the sheer celebration of, I get you. I get to play here. So nothing wrong with beauty industry, really. Just the feeding off of the lesser than, the inferiority, the I need to be better than, or I need to hide behind or cover up that blemish. Followed by D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out all the clutter that no longer needs to be here, but remains to be ready to reorganize and utilize for healing. Followed by all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where you have maybe not seen any others before. Followed by integration, introspection, shifting the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Linking that to the 12th house for what the 12th house does best, which creates, I think of the houses a lot as little womb spaces. So the 12th house, if we're hanging out there, gives us a chance to gestate, gives us a chance to pause and grow and develop through all the elements, all the pieces, all the consciousness, all of the awarenesses of the liver meridian. The liver carries and processes. This is not so much directly taught in body talk. This is more from Chinese medicine. And it processes depression, which can then carry with it a sense of anger, which we relate to it more from a body talk perspective in that way. And the liver depression is specifically not very well understood or talked about directly. I'm going to put dots super close together here. In that the liver is meant to process the depression that comes when we're not in connection with a full union of that essence of the mysterious. If we haven't fully surrendered into standing in the ache, the grief, the love, the messiness of that union, then our liver may show up as saying we're off base by showing us where things aren't working very well, showing us where things are kind of sad in life, in this world, in ourselves, in our worldview, or how it is we take in and relate to different elements of structures, societal, cultural, etc. And it may just be a wash in the sense of like, well, that's kind of depressing, that's kind of miserable. And it carries with it at times even like a dimming of light. And that light that gets dimmed is actually the light of your soul-spirit connection, the light of your spirit. So as we work with it through the liver today, in this way, we're going to spend a little time here. We're going to give the 12th house its own little mini session, the liver meridian its own little mini session, pardon me. And I want to present this piece of information when our hormones go a bit bonkers on us. Menopause, high, should have all my hands and feet up right now. When we go through any sort of adjustment like that, there's usually a there's usually a sense of those hormones looking to transform, looking to transition, looking to change. The liver works with sites of transformation, including all of our joints in our body, which is where we can feel the ache when our estrogen drops, when our other hormones get a little bit bonkers on us. And it's at the stage for us to feel overly depleted and rigid in our bodies in ways that don't have us feeling very lit up, make us concentrate on the ache, the darkness, the lack of fulfillment, the lack of the lack, which leads to, I should change this, I should fix this, I should manage this. And not to take away from take action that's according. Taking away from the place you're doing it from, whether we're motivated, what are we motivated by. And what if instead of having to do it again from that place of fixing it, we got to do it less from a place of having to manage it, and more from a place of inviting it in, magnetizing it. Maybe that'll be the tagline for next year. From managing to magnetizing to drawing in. And we're linking all of those qualities, all of those consciousness states through to the sixth house to make it practical, to support us in taking action in a way that, well, the sixth house is about Virgo, so it's very detailed oriented, and it's very much about being able to handle the details of life with ease in a way that we might even enjoy it. And this is coming from someone who just finished their taxes last night and is really done with all the details. So I'm taking that in for me too. Maybe it's possible to even find a deeper enjoyment of those minutiae, the details. In the sixth house, house of discernment, awareness, intellect, working with the planetary energy here, I forget what the actual one is, but it's not the one that we're working with anyways, we're actually bringing in Mercury to support communication, and then because I forget what it is, it might actually be Mercury, so forgive me if that detail is slipping up in my mind, but regardless, we're working with Mercury here. Mercury bringing in not just communication, but the capacity to receive messages, not just offer them, but to actually draw those in. So working again from the lens of magnetizing it, drawing it into you. Not through having to do anything else, but by means of allowing, by means of feeling the consciousness and steeping yourself in that. And it typically happens more easily with a regulated nervous system. So as you breathe, you're offering yourself just that, a regulated potential state, or booting up anything that says, we're not so regulated here. As you're breathing, we're going to run a diaphragm to intestines link, diaphragm being your center of control and emotional processing, working through anything that's holding on to move it through, to integrate it. And as we link that to the intestines, this is our center of letting go, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. I just keep seeing this image of, you know, when a cat falls out of a tree or purposely jumps from a high spot, or people are driving and they might like have an impact of some sort through a car accident, and if that cat, which never does this, but humans do this, tenses up, then it's not going to be able to land on that landing. The sticking of the landing is going to be devastating. It's going to be destructive. It's going to happen with anger. However, if we can find a way to surrender, allow, make space enough to not be tensing and holding on as life flows through us, it doesn't create the same impact. It simply moves through. And you get to potentially pause with it and be with it and learn from it and grow from it. Or it might just simply happen fairly smoothly without it needing to overly pause. And as we take a moment to connect our diaphragm to our intestines, in this way, it's right now, right here, we're also going to do a little bit of work with the inner intestines to supportively allow for things to do just that, to flow through you. Thinking of the intestines as anything that you are holding on to that's already been digested. The work has already been done. It's happened. It's complete. And all we're doing now is surrendering what's no longer nourishing for us. So as we fine-tune our capacity to surrender what is no longer nourishing for us, we're going to bring in circulation of all those same healing resources that we found earlier in the sea tree. Blood, nerve, lymph, chi, consciousness, all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, the chakras, major and minor, the endorphins, the hormones, the endocannabinoids, and the yin, yang, balance, as well as hydration, and allowing for that to flow through that internal lining. And as it flows through, here's my inner imagination, just so you're with me. I think it's tying into the next piece, I'm just not sure how yet. But it's like showing me the intestinal canal, which is obviously not the same as, but it's showing me the energy of being in like a birth canal. And potentially that's where you're at right now with the surrendering of what's no longer nourishing and allowing everything else to come through and flow through. And as I look a little bit closer, within that birth canal is the mind trying to figure it out. Dealing its natural, healthy role. And just for now, we're going to give the mind a little bit of TLC. And right now it might be a little bit rocky in that birth canal. The birth canal is not an easeful place, typically speaking. It's the, I don't know whether to call it the descent, the ascent. It's likely both all at the same time. And as we work with supporting the mind, as it makes its way through this birth canal and it's getting squeezed with the pains of labor The outer world might show you those painful points, which are meant to be greeted in the same way a little one makes its way through the birth canal, which is we move towards it just enough, but if we hit too much resistance, we purposely pause, and we might actually back up a little bit so we can adjust the angle that we're coming at it from and advance again from a new direction. How perfectly we're set up to be guided in life with that embodied experience, which sometimes the mind can't make sense of. It often can't make sense of that until it's complete with its journey. So we're just helping the mind to weather its journey through this birth canal. We're going to tap out cortices. We're going to do switching. We're going to run hydration. We're going to do body chemistry to help the immune system. The capacity in particular of acceptance or rejection at the mental level is what's shining through here. Backing up to the hydration, working with supporting, releasing anything that's around the realm of an impurity or basically creating stagnation, not allowing you to think freely. And lastly, for the mind, for the mental body, we're going to do all 17 reciprocals to support alignment, to support having a clear focus direction where we bring all the components in the mind together in a cohesive, contained way, which may not mean that your thinking, your thought processes become overly linear, not at all. In fact, it might give it the resiliency to process in more non-linear ways, more intuitive ways, more psychic ways, other ways of communicating beyond the verbal realm or within the verbal realm alike. And then we're linking that through to the relationship between pineal and pituitary, as well as, which is masculine feminine balancing in its own way, the masculine being the pineal that regulates our sleep-wake cycle, and the feminine being the pituitary that regulates our hormones. And we're also linking within that pineal to pituitary, and also, I had it just a moment, let me find it again. Linking the parietal cortex to the frontal cortex. And the parietal cortex hangs it on the side, working with our sensory information. Sorry, I was a little bit low for that. It's up a little bit higher. As we work with it, the parietal through to the frontal cortex, it bridges the sensory motor complex, fancy words, meaning you can move in alignment with how you're sensing your environment to be. You're not stuck. You get to be free in your movement. You get to be uninhibited at the level of consciousness that supports that directionality. Whether that's through this particular birth canal or in general on the other side of it all to land. And then we're linking that simply to the earth elements. And I hear, like the song by Pink, I am here. I am here. We might just play it later. If we have time. And as the system becomes deeply present in this way, at the mental level, while it's moving through challenges, it's cultivating the consciousness of resilience. It may or may not make what's coming easeful, but it will allow you to move through it. It will allow you to move through it. And some things in life are not meant to be easeful. But if we relate to them and we take it personally, then we experience life as a dis-ease. So we may think of this as a manner of speaking and moving from dis-ease mindsets to ease mindsets. Moving less from I have to manage that and more into I get to attract, draw in, drink in. And in this way, we begin to cultivate the capacity to vibrate, or we become aware of the frequency of you, of I am, of all things heart, heart chakra, begins to open up to fully flow, not just in what you're receiving, but also in what you're offering. In this way, we cultivate honoring our own internal engine. I'm not sure I've ever compared the heart to an engine before. But in a way, it actually stops the flow of blood. So it's actually its own source of motor activity. It's a muscle, it contracts. And to support that engine, we're going to bring in nourishment, specifically of electrolytes, in particular magnesium, to support the contractility and the capacity within that contractile state, the contracted state, to offer that pause, that moment of stillness, that moment of deep nourishment. And I think this sets the stage again to point out that the engine of your heart isn't necessarily about doing something to get somewhere. It's actually about pausing to draw yourself deeper inward, to supportively draw in you, into you, and have a moment to just remember the feel of you, the shape of you, the tonality of you, of you. As we do that, we also cultivate, as we witness ourselves within that, the consciousness of loving presence. So think of this as linking in all the senses to the heart, to become deeply aware of you. It's being further defined by the consciousness of withdrawal of projection, meaning life isn't happening to you. It's happening through us, through the reflection of what we see out there, giving us information about what's happening in here. We might think of this all as also being an orientation that allows us to get out of hustle culture that tends to lead inevitably to burnout at some stage or another, that tends to lead to a breakdown in some way, shape, or form. And those can be useful too. They're just good reminders to help us find yourselves again and again and again. All of this is linking into a cellular repair of that liver, of the hepatocytes, the liver cells themselves. And we're doing it at the level of in the cell. There's an organelle called the microtubule, which gives structure to the cell. On a consciousness level, it decides how open or closed the blinds of consciousness are. They determine how deeply we can steep ourselves in the full awareness of ourselves. We're linking that through to that pancreas at the very tail of it. Fat is thought on one manner of thinking to carry a certain level of power. If you can harness the consciousness of fat, we can harness power. However, fat is often seen as or judged as something that's just simply there for protection, something that'll keep us unhealthy in some way. And the fats that we carry, the fat cells, are meant to supportably carry your power. The pancreatic enzymes help to, along with the gallbladder, digest our fats. I think of this as being able to stomach your own power and to digest power. Because how you've seen power at one stage in your life may no longer fit for what it is you're perceiving now. So I welcome you to digest any old versions of power and to allow your system to find a new power, perhaps in the elements or the pieces that we've been talking about, whether that be surrender, whether that be magnetizing inward, whether that be giving up the addiction to self-improvement, there's a power in that. Or anything else. Or maybe you're simply playing with it intellectually, conceptually, bandying it about, which is a perfect step to take as well. Wherever you're at along this ride, it's welcome. It's welcome. And I'm going to capture it all underneath the banner of helping you to stomach your power. The power that's aligned with you in this particular moment, which might dynamically change. We're going to tap that out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive, however feels right for you. And just giving that a round of breath, letting yourself drink in that and having it rumble through you. We're working through that intestinal canal at one point earlier, and we're heading right back there again. And here we're enhancing the Wei Qi that is meant to protect, synthesize, carry communication energy, and it's meant to happen through all the external parts of you, including the outer edges of your body and any openings into the external environment. So all the way from mouth, all the way down to anus, and through the nostrils, ear openings, vaginal canal. You get the idea. And we're working specifically with supporting it through the anus into the intestines. All right, I hope you got your sense of humor here with me. It's always a fun moment when we get to work with the anus. And here we're working with the capacity to open up to letting go of that which has seemingly been toxic, poisonous, hard, challenging, including that very belief system, including that very judgment, including the very lack of creativity that we might associate with not being able to find the beauty in that moment. Which happens eventually if we sit with something for long enough and we digest it long enough. And it's also bringing in, for whatever reason, the consciousness of play. Now, the anus and play are not a textbook combination from a body talk perspective, but I see it as playfully allowing us to let things go, playfully opening up into surrender to lighten the load. In the same way that kids, they can learn something through, what is it, like 300, 400, 500 repetitions, unless there is play, in which case they only need like 20 or 30 repetitions and they got it. So you might even offer yourself that same opportunity to connect in a playful way, to letting go. You might somehow make it a game for yourself. Or there may be something else that you have booting up in your mind. Whatever's coming, it's welcome. And as you begin to do it in a playful way, in a lighthearted way, whatever it even is, it might be about this, or it might be tying into where we're heading next. We're linking that into all the senses so that playfulness can be present through your very perceptions. And then monks, now we're unhooking the belief system. And play with me here on this one. This is how I play with concepts, like a lot. Oh, I lost my words after that beautiful setup. Let me find them again. We're unhooking the belief system. I get to do what I want. And we're unhooking any sense of entitled or demanding or even arrogant consciousness that can be laden in there, unless it's coming totally from a place of play. I get to do what I want, yay! Versus I get to do what I want now. Which has like a pointed screw you kind of energy behind it. And that actually feeds a lack of autonomy, a lack of getting to make a choice. Ironically, it limits choice. Out of the subtle, I know best. I'm going to call the shots here. And amongst all of that, also unhooking the consciousness of control and the need to appear as some sort of polished human being, polished person, in order to be received well. I don't know about you, but sometimes the people I receive with greater ease are those that are just simply human. I don't know what's going on for themselves. As we tap this out, we're also unwinding some adhesions on the right side of the mouth that are connected to when you were suckling or being bottle fed. And you didn't quite have the same activation at times on the right side that you did on the left. So I see this as restoring the capacity to actively take in nourishment. And it's being defined by the consciousness of sucking the marrow out of life So we invite you to breathe and receive as we tap this one in. Dropping the practice of the breath if you haven't already. And allowing yourself to just simply come to pause, to rest. I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our guides, all of our helpers, all of the wisdom keepers who gave us little reminders along the way, both seen and unseen. Thank you for your service. And thank you again to the earth that held us, the sky above reminding us about our vastness, our spaciousness. Thank you to the water flowing deeply to the very core of us. And thank you to the fire connecting us to Source, to Spirit. We ask that today's session live on in good ways for each and every human here today listening to it. And we ask that it supportively ripple through, almost like this becomes a prayer that we get to line the path that we walk ahead on. And it lines our corridor that we move through, that we grace ourselves with and through, in a way that supportively even anchors into those gritty times where we find ourselves stuck in the birth canal or feeling like we're stuck or lost or alone in that. And reminding us of the own prayers that we've offered, our own wisdom, resources, tools, if that's a better word for you than prayer, lined here. They line this path now before you in a way that wasn't available back when you were just being born. Something else was doing that then for you. And you get to do it now from a more conscious standpoint. So thank you for that gift of consciousness and getting to explore and play in these ways. We give great thanks for all that came through today. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Thank you for the medicine that you each carry and bring here today in your own ways. It supportively co-creates this container in a way that nothing else could bring to it. I so look forward to seeing how that evolves in the coming weeks as we head into our new year in a few more weeks. As we bring this session in for a nice soft landing, I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to bring in small movements to fingers, toes, eyes, ears, nose, deepening the breath, and eventually rolling, if you haven't already, to one side or the other, and then coming to rise in your own timing. If you'd like to hang out after I close the recording to share anything, you're welcome to do so. If you wish to take time to journal, to contemplate what's arisen for you today, what's been blooming and blossoming through you, feel free to honor that. And if you decide that you want to share later, know that I'm always available to receive that. So you're always welcome to send me in any updates. Okay, my loves, thank you for this opportunity to gather here today in these ways. And thank you for being you and being here exactly as you are. Mwah. Wishing you all a beautiful rest of your day and your week ahead. I'm going to stop the recording here.